Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Get it, The Bert Show.
Hey, Justin.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Okay, Justin, you know why you're on with us?
Sort of, yeah.
All right, there is somebody from your past just wants some questions answered.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? I'll put it in as basic terms as I can, just to not to scare you off.
Yeah,
and I know,
not that scary.
And I know producer Tracy's had some conversations with you off the air, so you can eliminate one person.
Good.
Immediately. Say again?
Tracy's off the list officially.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you 10 questions. And I'm going to stick to script. It's these 10 and these 10 only, because you've been so cool about coming on with us. We'll just stick to these 10. And then hopefully by the time you're done answering all 10, the person that wants these questions answered will have everything answered for them, and they can tie it up in a nice little bow, and they've got some closure.
Cool.
Okay? After leaving Atlanta, where did you go?
Well, I moved away. I don't really want to say exactly where.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this is. Not to blow the first question right out of the gate, but I don't want to say.
That's fair.
Could you give us a region? Like, are you on the West Coast, East Coast, Southeast, Northeast?
I'll say still on the East Coast.
Okay.
So he's staying within stalking distance. Is what he's so he's trying to be careful. Were you able to find happiness in your new life?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happier now than I've ever been. So definitely.
I always want to ask follow-up questions.
I know.
Won't.
Definitely.
Do you ever come back to visit Atlanta? And if no, would you be open to coming back to visit?
I have come back. But it was kind of under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of snuck into town and then snuck out?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Just to see a few, like, old work friends and stuff like that, you know. I would come back, but it's just tough right now, you know.
Yeah.
Just doesn't hold a whole bunch of great memories for you right now.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Do you keep in contact with any of your friends here?
No, none of my real close friends. I just made a real, like, clean break. Like I said, a couple work friends, but other than that, no.
Okay.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That's sad.
Well, you know how, like, when you break up with somebody and you have a certain song that is the two of yours, and every time you hear that song, it reminds you of them? For some people, it's a city. So.
Yeah. And all the people that I knew, especially.
Yeah, we're part of all that.
Right. Do you still have a broken heart? Is question number 5.
You know what? No. I was just so mad that it was such like a big emotion that I think I could just move right on. Like, it all came out of me at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Question number six.
Mm-hmm.
When you were engaged, did you ever feel that you were with the wrong woman?
Oh.
Mm. No, I didn't. All this happened so fast that I had no time to think that. Everything seemed totally normal up until I found out.
Okay. Question seven, would you ever move back to Atlanta?
Yeah, I would. I like the town. I just couldn't do it now. I mean, like you were saying, it's so fresh. Everything, you know. I drive around, I see a restaurant, and where my mind goes.
Mm-hmm.
Need more time.
Okay. Question number eight. Eight?
Mm-hmm. We're ready.
You know what they say. Eight is great.
Of your Atlanta friends and acquaintances, can you think of anyone that you might want to date if the circumstances were correct?
Never really thought about that. I haven't really dated at all, so I haven't really thought about dating anyone. So, no, I don't know. I haven't thought. No one pops to mind.
Okay.
Number nine, have you spoken to your ex-fiancé since the engagement ended?
No. No. Just had to work out some of the logistics of canceling the wedding so soon before the banquet hall and not like that kind of stuff. So I just had to work that out with some of her relatives, but that's it.
And did her friends know about her infidelity?
Not that I know of. I mean, I didn't really poll them right afterwards. But I heard that she lost a lot of her friends over the whole thing. So I think it was like a surprise to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What her little secret life.
Okay, that's all 10 all right there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I think the person listening probably got the answers that they wanted within those 10. So thanks for coming on, and I don't want to pry too much because you didn't really sign up for this. So thanks a lot.
No problem. Here I am. I don't know who or what's going on, really.
Right. That's the way that this person wants it, and we promised them that we would keep that secret. So I'm not sure that this person is going to be happy or unhappy with the answers or whatever, but before we check in with them, we don't want to call them out.
All right.
Okay.
That's cool. Just happy to help.
Just wait by your phone from now until the end of time. Someday someone may call you and reveal that they were the one, but they also may not. But you just wait.
Good luck.
Thanks,
yes,
Justin.
Good luck.
We'll send
thank
you a 100 free shirt.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and gosh. And
come on.
All right, Justin is gone now so we can get Logan back on. Hey, Logan.
Hey, guys.
Not really anything there.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with it. Yeah, I'm definitely pretty happy with it. First, I'm just happy that, you know, to hear his voice and know that he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, there's some possibility here. And you know, I just hurt for him so much that such this awful thing happened to him. But I'm pretty confident in, you know.
This is a classic case of women hear what we want
to
hear.
I want to get a little definition here, because what did you hear over the course of the last 5 minutes that made you think that there could be something here?
Well, I mean, he said that he's happier now than ever. He's no longer brokenhearted. He would come. He's absolutely fine coming back to Atlanta, and he said he would move here. He hasn't been dating, so he's ready for that, I think, now. And, he's happier now than ever, and that's, you know. And just to show you what a wonderful person he is, you know, just to kind of a testament to what a great person he is. When number six, did it ever cross his mind that he was with the wrong person? And he said no. And I mean, that's how committed he is, and how, you know, right there he is for the woman that he loves, and he stands by her.
So even though he said no to that answer, do you think that he was thinking about somebody else while he was engaged?
No, that's just it. That's how wonderful he is.
Okay. He totally wouldn't do that.
And,
he's not capable of that.
Mm-hmm.
because he's perfect.
Not in his skill set.
Mm-mm.
I think you should have asked the last question if he thought any of her friends knew before we asked questions 6 and 8. Because I think the response would have been different on number 8 especially. Because if he didn't think any of her friends, then he would have automatically put her friends in mind anyways. Mm-hmm. And then answered those a bit differently if you thought about it.
Well, I think I just feel like, you know, and Logan, I wish the best for you and trying to pursue him. But I think that just that last question, it goes to where her filter is. He's such a wonderful man that, of course, his commitment to her means that he never thought about anybody else. But basically, it's telling you, Logan, he never thought about anybody else. So I think that you're wondering if you had chemistry together. I don't think that was answered yes on these questions. That was part of the reason to ask the questions.
But it wasn't
no
either is what she's saying. Mm-hmm. And a no sometimes is a yes.
Right.
Or a maybe.
Yeah, or a maybe is a yes is what I'm hearing also. Hey, Chantel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I want to know, how did she get all of that out of 10 questions? Because I just got basic answers from him, and apparently he's not interested in her, or he would have said, oh, yeah, there was somebody who was a friend of hers, and, you know, we kind of had a little thing, and I kind of like her, wouldn't mind dating her. Basically, he's moved away, don't want to have anything to do with her or her friends, and he wants to start fresh. So I think that's what she should do, too, find somebody else.
I would be concerned, too, Logan. I would be concerned if he did date you, it would be out of some sort of revenge.
No. See, that's not the kind of guy he is. I don't get what you guys are getting from this. I don't.
Okay.
How does the caller get that he moved away and doesn't want to have anything to do with anyone? That he didn't say that. You know, he said he would come back.
Well, he hasn't.
He did. And he did kind of.
He kind of said that because he hasn't. Actually, he dumped some of his friends because
he had a clean break.
But let me stick up for her for a second, because if this guy was really he was engaged, so he was in love, so his blinders were on anyway. So the possibility of being with anybody else never crossed his mind. So
right. He wouldn't let himself.
Well, I kind of along the, you know, Jen's line is I feel like if he went through this horrible breakup with a woman he'd been with, and I'm assuming, Logan, that you all were friends in college and everything?
Right, exactly. We hung out all the time,
right.
And, you know.
And I think that that's not going to play in your favor, because I feel like if he's left and making a clean break and wants to start a new life and wants to cleanse himself of all that, I don't think dating his ex-fiance's best friend is going to be the way he's going to do it.
Based on what you heard today, though, will you Facebook him, or will you try to call him, or will you try to track him down now?
Oh, definitely. No, I'm hoping that you guys will pass on the contact info, that you're willing to do that. I'm pretty anxious to contact him at this point.
Logan, you were probably going to tell him about your feelings regardless of what happened here.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. This just gave you a little more.
Segue.
I'm sorry, what?
But this is a good segue to, you know, just make sure that I'm not completely going out on a limb here, you know.
So you didn't hear that? Absolutely not. I would never, ever, ever date anybody from Atlanta. I would never come back to Atlanta, and I have never even thought about one of her friends, and I would never date one of them. That's the only thing that could have stopped you from calling him.
Right.
And you pretty didn't much. Hear any of that.
Right.
No.
He didn't say, I hate Atlanta and I hate everyone there.
Right. All right. Good luck, Logan.
That's green light.
Right. Yep. Sometimes a yellow light is a green light, is what I'm hearing. All right, Logan.
Okay.
Thanks.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save